We said over, and I'm just going to chazer for those of you that need just a little chazara, because we did move rather quickly, and I want to finish Maliach HaKareseach now, and then I want to finish, move on to Kavish Kumbushel, depending on when we end Shir, even possibly today. There was a machlokes that we presented amongst two major opinions, whether or not the salting had to be a salting process that was much more significant and was ke'en la'urcha, like for traveling, or a simple salting that we're much more used to, which is the amount of salt that could be done even just for salting of the meat. So Rabbi Nutam was of the opinion that when we say Maliach HaKareseach, which again is a fascinating chiddush that we're now embarking upon, that we don't need fire, we don't need a heat medium in order to create this Bliya Asura, this issue of kashrus. Now, even if there was just some salt, now we're discussing how much salt is just some salt, but potentially even some salt could create Isur. I was discussing with a Reshechter. He said he remembered one case that the OU had to deal with about Maliach. It doesn't really come up so often. But there was a case that a fish store was wanted to become kosher and get the OU kashkacha. And I'm not sure why, but for some reason, they put salt on some of the tray fish on the table. And the issue was that bliyas of the tray fish were now going into the table. So now if you have salt now around some kosher fish, so you're going to have bliyas asuras that are coming out into the fish, even though there's no heat, even though all you have there is salt. It would be a shaila of Maliach HaKareseach, depending on the amount of time and the shear and everything that we're about to discuss. So the OU required them to get a second table if they want to get hashkacha just for the kosher fish. So that doesn't come up so often, but it is possible, and it's something to keep in our minds. So how much salt are we talking about? So the Rabbeinu Tam says it's much, much less. So Rabbeinu Tam begins by saying that all of the Gemaras, primarily he starts with our Gemara, is talking about a situation where a person's not putting a significant amount of salt. We're not making you kimtos over here that there was so much salt that was put onto the buser with the Gidanasha, that was the issue with our Gemara, which is why the story began. So therefore, it sounds like there's some lesser amount of salt, ke'ein malicha, ke'ein likdeira, that we're talking about. Then he beefs up his argument, and he says, also the Bahag tells us that the shear of salting for kedera, in order to extract the blood, the mechanism that works with, is through the halachic mechanism of Shmuel of Maliach Harei Karoseach. Meaning the only reason the melech has the ability to extract blood is because it's working off of the principle that melech has the potency that it could now cause things to be as if they're being tzole, as if they're being roasted, and therefore it's predicated off of Maliach HaKareseach. And therefore the Ba'ag says the sheer zman of Malicha would be the zman of the time that it takes for something to get roasted, that amount of time, and that's what we said is Me'ikar Adin is a sheer of a mil, and that's the sheer of Malicha. So Rabbeinu Tam says if the Ba'ag's whole shita of Malicha, the way Malicha works to get out dam, is based on Malicha HaKareseach, so it must be that what? When we talk about Maliach HaKareseach, shilas of kashrus, within the world of Malicha, it's obviously talking about the amount of salt that is likdera, that is in order to prep your meat, in order to eat for cooking. Okay? Now. Cooking, not roasting. We're going to get to roasting in a second. Good. Cooking, not roasting. So, the Rabbeinu Tam brought the Bahag. The Rabbeinu Tam brought our Gemara. But we pointed out yesterday those weren't the most convincing proofs. There were ways that Rashi could have gotten out of those Gemaras. You know, okay, it's an Ukimta, but maybe Rashi held that there was a significant amount of salt in our Gemara. Or maybe Rashi held that, you know, it wasn't necessarily the Kedera amount. And in terms of the Bahag, why is Rashi compelled to be to be like the Bahag. It happens to be the Rabbeinu Tam found that the Bahag linked those two principles. But that wasn't necessarily the most compelling proofs. But then Rabbeinu Tam had a very, very compelling proof. Rabbeinu Tam said, there is a Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Chaf Aleph says as follows. Let's see in the Tosos. On Daf Kuf Yud Bezim Aleph. V'chein mashma ba'komet rabba. Says Rabbeinu Tam, I have a third raya that I think that it's a less significant amount of salt. The Gemara, time of the meat, the Gemara asks the reason why you don't have to salt blood that you sprinkle onto the Mizbeach when you're being makriv karbonis, right? When you're being makriv the dam onto the Mizbeach, why don't you have to salt the dam just like you have to salt any of the meat that's burnt on the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk to tell you that you don't have to salt blood. So the Gemara there challenges that pasuk. The Gemara there says, really? And you would have thought that you do have to salt blood? Really? Says the Gemara. That you would have said also Malicha applies. There's a mitzvah of Malicha when it comes to the basar, the meat that's put onto the Mizbeach. But you would have thought, you would have had a Havamina, were it not to the Torah brought a pasuk that I have to salt blood. I would have had a Havamina that I have to salt blood? Says the Gemara, can't be. Halavachi Havamina dam liboy melech. V'honofak le mitaras dam. It can't be, says the Tosus. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry. Because that's not, it's no longer considered dam anymore. Because once dam has salt on it, it's not dam. It's not roi l'kapara. The Amar of Yehuda dam shemilcho, because Rav Yehuda tells us that dam that was salted ain't no overall of. You are not, you don't violate the isser of achilas dam. Alma malichas kachim. So you see from this, says Rabbeinu Tam, that the salting of kachim, having ein necho machmas milchol, which is the amount that is not no longer eaten because of the salt, which is the Gemara saying is the shear of malicha, midapater dam shemilchol kimo dam shebishlo. Then the Gemara goes on to compare and says dam shemilchol is pater, just like dam that you cooked would also be pater. That if I cook up blood, I'm no longer obligated for the violation of dam. Also, if you cook up dam, it's not dam anymore. The Amar Hasam, they ain't over love. The Amar Hasam, Rabba Olei Melichas Kachim, V'chein L'kdeira. So says the Rabbeinu Tam, if you look from that Gemara, the Gemara says Menachos, I don't have a Menachos in front of me, we'll say it outside. The Gemara there says, just like dam that was cooked, you're not violating and it's not dam. So too, when you sold dam, you're not violating if you eat dam. And the Gemara carries over from there, and that's why you would never have a havamina to what? To salt blood, to put it onto the Mizbeach. Because it's not going to be dam anymore. Just like in the Isser of Achilas dam, it's not going to be dam anymore. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's raya. The Gemara seems to be comparing the Kdeira aspect of dam, the Malicha aspect of dam, and it's all working together. And then Rabbeinu Tam says, if you look at the bottom of the Gemara says, V'chein l'kdeira. And the amount of malicha that you would use is the amount that we use for prepping meat for salting it to get the dam out of the meat. So Rabbeinu Tam, this is a good raya that Rabbeinu Tam has. This is a great raya that Rabbeinu Tam has that the malicha would be the amount of the same as bishul in that Gemara. It seems to be the same prep. Not only that, but this was where we were stuck yesterday. Give me one second. Not only that. But Rashi agrees to Rabbeinu Tam there. Rashi says, why? How does Rashi explain the Gemara Menachos? This is what we left off with yesterday. Rashi says over there, how does the Rashi understand that? How does the Gemara assume that if you're salting blood, there should never be a Havamina, that you should have to salt blood just like you have to salt other meat? Why, says Rashi? Because Maliach Harei Kuroseach. And just like if you're Mavashal Dam, you're not going to be chayev. So too, if you're going to do ke'ein bishul on blood, which is what? Through the mechanism of malicha, because now you're going to activate maliach harei kuroseach. So therefore, you should never have thought that you should be maliach dam because it's not going to be blood. Good? So I asked you yesterday, right? And I asked Rav Shechter this question yesterday. I said, I don't understand. Rashi's opinion, we learned, is that maliach harei kuroseach is ke'ein urcha. Is a significant amount of salt. Rashi is applying the principle in the Havamina of the Gemara that we would have thought to salt blood, that what? We would put we would activate the principle Maliach HaRik HaRaseach. How's that possible? You're not putting a ton of salt onto the blood. Is that what Rashi's assuming? Is there a machlokas? Very hard to assume there that going the Gemara was now arguing that you would put a lot of salt. The same amount of salt, the little bit of amount of salt that you would put onto the Psara Kachim, onto the meat that you're burning on the Mizbech, that's the amount that you would what? That you would put onto the blood. That's the Hava Min of the Gemara. So how is Rashi applying the principle of Maliach HaRik HaRaseach? That was my problem. If Rashi tells us that Maliach HaRik HaRaseach is so much more significant, and that's where Rabbeinu Tam starts, Rabbeinu Tam going over here to argue with Rashi Shita and the Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov about Maliach HaRik HaRaseach being Kein Ma'abed and being the amount that you would use to preserve in order for a trip. But rather, Maliach HaRik HaRaseach is just a small amount that it's Kein Kedera that you're doing in order to extract the dam. So then how could Rashi explain that Gemara by Malichas Kodshim, which is not going, assuming that it's not going to be a significant amount, how could Rashi explain that would be using the principle of Maliach Koreseach? So yesterday after Shir, I looked around on this question. So I suggested yesterday in Shir that based on the Ritva's defense of Rashi, perhaps one could distinguish between what? Liquid and solid. The Gemara there was dealing with lach. So the Ritva suggests that perhaps Rabbeinu Tam's question on Rashi from Maliach Koroseach being similar to cooking was only by dam, was only by liquids and not by solids. So what we suggested was that perhaps Rashi would agree that when it comes to Maliach HaRik HaRaseach by liquid items, that would work different than it would by solid items. And I found that the Chavas Das, the Nesivis, says this very, very idea. Because it's a little bit complex how he gets to it, but the Chavas Das proves that this has to be the case. And Maliach HaRik HaRaseach works differently than liquid and solid, but what we need to glean from the Chavas Das is that that's the way we're going to save Rashi. Because Rashi is applying by regular Malicha the din of Maliach HaRaseach, whereas Rashi needs a very, very, very strong Malicha. So we're going to say that perhaps Rashi suggested that when it came to Dam, Maliach HaRik HaRaseach would work differently. What the psak of the Chavas Das was yesterday, he was saying that even if you assume that Malicha takes a long time to kick in, like the way the Mechaber Paskins that you need it, until 18 minutes is not going to kick in. However, he said, by a Davar Lach, it works differently, and he proves it based on that Gemara. So once I have a formulation that, like using that Ritva, that Maliach HaKoroseach works differently when it comes to liquids than solids, so then you save the difficulty from Rashi from that Gemara Menachos. Shaina, you had a question? Yeah.
Can we say also that maybe they just were eating one's kosher and one's regular food? Can't you make a distinction between certain?
No, because Rabbeinu Tam said that the Gemara is comparing it to utilizing the halachas of Kedera and Dam Shavishla. So you see, it's working the same.
Maybe Rashi doesn't hold the tug Rabbeinu Tam is saying because.
But the Gemara says that. But the Gemara.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but Rabbeinu Tam is pulling out that, hey, the Gemara is bringing it out that because it's equating Dam to Kedera, therefore, that it must be. That
but the Gemara is also utilizing it legabe bishul for purposes of the Isser Achilas Dam. So it's outside of Kutchim.
Yeah, but Rashi could only be commenting only in the Kutchim part.
Right. Maybe Rashi's saying in that specific
Rashi is only commenting on the Kutchim part. Kutchim. But the Gemara in the Kutchim part, the Gemara itself is comparing it to the Isser Achilas part.
Rashi's saying that by Kutchim is going to be Roseach Hari or Teach. Like Maliach HaRik HaRaseach, right?
And then legabi the achila, you would need a much more significant. Okay, it's a hard set. Okay,
I think it's more significant.
Right. Okay, if you would break apart the Gemara and say not everything was assuming what Rashi would say, right. So then you would have a different yeshiv Rashi. Good. Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Can we say Rashi differently by saying that in the case of Mino, the Dam, that he can be more makeup by saying, oh, you only need X amount of salt. But Min Shein Mino, the case in our Gemara with it. Whereas nevela and regular meat, and it has to be remacher, and it's another save to this theory of how much salt you would need.
So Maliach HaRik HaRaseach is going to be Maliach HaRik HaRaseach is a matzis.
Yeah, it can't be based on.
I don't think so. Yeah.
According to the if you're working in a case where it's a davar lach, so you have the blood being activated in Maliach HaRik HaRaseach, and let's say something Ezer falls onto that piece, meaning, but it's that itself.
When you have the salt that's being potent, say in a chanami, it would be a shiloh. Yeah, it would be a bole. Yeah. Yeah.
You were like discussing how it's Kiyu Lubishal, the Kedera, and when somebody just took a jump, that's now talking about a slave. And I understand why, because in regards to the Karbanos and whatnot, but like, who says we can make that jump?
No, when we said it's when we said it's Kedera, we meant the prep for Kedera, meaning for
right,
the.
I'm saying, but like earlier than that point.
So that work, the prep for Kedera, the Kedera over here doesn't mean that it's working. It is Bishul. Kedera right. over here means that in order for me to cook up a piece of meat and right. to enjoy it in my pot, right. so I have to put I have to do Malicha. How do I do Malicha? So Malicha, the Bahag says, now works through being. Soleh through the malicha. So through the tzli, that's how the way the dam is extracted.
So we're calling it cooking.
So we're calling it roasting, which is...
Roasting,
yeah,
roasting.
Exactly.
So totally
yeah. So the other issue, Rabosa, that we mentioned, that was just quick chazara from yesterday, which we spent yesterday. But then we wanted to deal with Moshe's question. Moshe's question was whether or not this issue of malicha v'rikoseach, does it exist outside of Hilchos Kashrus, and how serious do we take this? So in the beginning of the Tosus... The shear of Malicha that the Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov / Rashi team is creating suggests a shear Ke'en Ibud. And he proves it from the Gemara in Shabbos. That the Gemara says that if you put a significant amount of milk, a significant amount of salt, then you violate the malacha of me'abid. So the question that Moshe raised is why, if we're saying Maliach Ariya Karoseach, and it's an Isser D'Oraisa to be Tzola on Shabbos, so why wouldn't you be Chayav also for Bishul in that situation on Shabbos? So if you look in the Ran in Avodah Zarah, the Ran in Avodah Zarah actually says what Moshe says. Don't be fooled, says the Ran, that the Gemara only dealt with whether or not you're chayav mishum ma'abid for tanning and not for another malacha of bishul. But ain't a chanami. You would also be chayav for roasting through the principle called maliach hariyav karoseach. But before he says that, he's arguing with the Ramban who said the exact opposite. The Ramban zal hevi od raya, sha'afilu klisheni hu boleha. So the Ramban is dealing with something totally different. We didn't have time to spend this. I mentioned it yesterday quickly. But the Ramban said that just because there's a certain reality in Hilchos Bishul that you're not going to be considered cooking, let's say on Shabbos, or we're not going to be able to call that cooking in terms of the terminology of Bishul, but that doesn't necessarily affect the world of Hilchos Kashrus. Says the Ramban, I already find precedent. That something could create a blia, that something could become treif, that something could be non-kosher, even though you're not using a mechanism that you're actually considered cooking. What is that situation? Says the Ramban, it's our sugya. Ramban zal hevi od raya shekli sheni hu baleya, michom she'eno maspik labishal, the parakol abasar, daf kuf yud alef amviz, amrinan dikdera shemalach babasar, asar lechol bo roseach, Mishum del Maliach Hareyu Kuroseach says, Maliach Hareyu Kuroseach. Would anyone in their right mind say, says the Ramban, would say that that's considered halachic cooking? Absolutely not, says the Ramban. And yet, you're creating blias. You're now going to, now you're going to, the OU is going to tell you, you have to get a new table for your fish store. You have to get it, you have to be concerned with the blias asurus. Wow. The Alpha Pishain Mamelach Mishum of Ashel, Gabe Shabbos. Like it says in Shabbos, this was Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov's proof. Why? Because what did it say in Shabbos? That if you put a lot of salt on what? Onto your meat. What are you chayav on Shabbos for? Be'abed. And says the Ramban, implication is that you're not chayav for mevashel, for roasting, for tzli. So says the Ramban, you see that chulin and Shabbos are not necessarily parallel. From our sugya, from Aliyah, Hareyu Kiroseach, we see that Bishul and Shabbos are not parallel. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says,
Absolutely not. V'lohi v'inosi zeh. Shesham v'periklal gadol. Lo amru ela she'ein bo mishum ma'abed. V'im hisru bo mishum ma'abed potter. Ava shelo yev mishum bishol lo lamadnu.
This is classic. This is the classic manner of the Rishonim in Maseches Shabbos. Every sugya that you learn when you learn the malachas of Shabbos, you're always being medayik. Why did it say you're chayiv here for this malacha, and it didn't say you're chayiv for this malacha? So the Rishonim are all working around why that malacha didn't pertain, that applied to that situation, because the Gemara only said this malacha. The Gemara only said ma'abed. So the Ran says, yeah, the Gemara only said ma'abed, because the Gemara was dealing with ma'abed. But it wasn't trying to say that a person wouldn't have to be, if he did it b'shogeg, if he did it by accident, he wouldn't have to bring another korban for another malacha. Maybe you're also chayav mishum mevashel. But when we want to learn the sugyas of bishul, we're going to analyze the sugyas of bishul. So says the Ran, he doesn't think there's any compelling proof from the Gemara by putting salt on meat on Shabbos that it says you're only chayav mishum ma'abed. Says the Ran, you'd be chayav mishum ma'abed, and you'd also be mechayav mishum bishul. So that's what the Ramban disagreed with. So the Ramban said, it's not true. The Ramban says, Meliach Hareo Kiroseach is only relevant in Hilchos Kashrus, only for transferring Blios. And the Ran says, it's absolutely not true. The Gemara and Shabbos that you're proving from never is compelled, was never, you know, quartered into saying specifically Ma'abed as opposed to Bishul. And therefore, I can view it that Meliach Kiroseach is considered a Maisa Bishul, and you'd actually be Chayev in Shabbos. Wow. This is unbelievable. According to what the Ran, there's two Chidushim going on over here, Rabosei. There's a Chidush that is very much pertaining to us in the Ran, about the nature of Meliach HaKaroseach, not only that it has the ability to create treif issues, but now I could actually view through, without turning on a fire, without igniting a flame, I could actually perceive that you are now what? Violating Tzli on Shabbos, which is an Isser D'Oraisa. But there's also a Chiddush in the Tzad of the Ramban. In order for the Ramban to say, Meliach HaRei Kiroseach is not Bishul, and yet Shmuel is going to announce this all over Maseches Kulin and tell us this is a big issue. So we have a much bigger Chiddush coming out of the Ramban. Just because you analyze something in Bishul, in other areas of Halacha, doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the only thing that can carry over Blios and absorptions in Hilchos Kashrus. And that's what the Ramban tells us, that the classic example would be a Kli Sheni. In all other areas of Halacha, if a person is dealing with a pot that is, or a cup that was not heated on the fire, but was rather filled up from something that was on the fire, and now that second receptacle, that Kli Sheni, received that Mayim that was once on the fire, that will not be considered Bishul. In any area of Halacha that you need Bishul, namely, what first area or both sides? Shabbos. Min HaTorah, if a person wants to cook in a Kli Sheni, right, he takes his cup, he fills up the water from something that's, and he fills up the water, now that water is not considered a water that was on the fire. That's going to be a Kli Sheni. Whether or not you can do it or not, that's another question. We have to, when we learn Hilchos Shabbos, we could talk about that. But Min HaTorah, that's totally permissible, because now that's a Kli Sheni. Now that's it's removed from the fires two stages away, so therefore that's considered a Kli Sheni. That's not going to be a violation of Bishul. So I would have thought, up until now, that, okay, and therefore I'm not going to have problems if I have treif in that cup either. If I have, let's say, a piece of busser in that plate, that's in a Kli Sheni, and now milk falls on it, or a pot that has water from a Kli Sheni that's cooking up a stew, you know, that's no longer on the fire, right? No longer on the fire means not only it was taken off the fire, it was transferred from Kli A to Kli B. So then there's never going to be any kashrus issues, because that's not considered halachic bishul. Comes along the Rabban and he says, no, blios are different than bishul. Just because that's the halacha in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, in terms of Hilchos Bishul, doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the situation when chazir or non-kosher, you know, falls into that pot that's in a Kli Sheni. Where else would the Ramban agree where Bishul is going to be relevant, Rabbi Osai, outside of Hilchos Shabbos? No. Where else do I care about Bishul, Rabbi Osai?
Bishul or the Bli essentially?
Where else do I need something that's specifically Bishul?
Basur Chalav.
So the Ramban's going to agree that if it's not Bishul, it's not going to create Basur V'chalav D'oraisa because it's not considered Bishul. And those Isurim that require specifically Bishul, that's not going to be a problem. But the Ramban's saying, let's say you have other halachos of Blios, and outside of whether or not I'm actually being Mevashel Basur V'chalav, but I want to know if there's an absorption. Says the Ramban, Maliach Hariyah Kuroseach is going to be enough of an absorption that you're going to be Chayav. So that's the Chiddush that comes out of the Ramban. Yeah. You're going to create treif. Sorry, it's going to be usur. It's going to be usur, but you would not be chayev in terms of Shabbos. Correct. Comes so that's the chiddush in terms of the Ramban. Now I want to deal with that's really not our sugya. We didn't really see the makoros for that. We have to wait till we do all of the sugyas about kli sheni, which is going to be probably next semester. We're not up to there yet, but it just when we get to it, we have to remember that when in the sugya Maliach HaKoroseach, we were already introduced to this distinction between Bishul versus Blios. Okay, that's very important. But what I want to focus on is this Ran. Okay, the Ran says, no, I disagree with you. Maliach Hareo Kuroseach is Tzli, is Bishul. And you know what? You'd be Chayev on Shabbos if you sold something for Tzli, for Bishul. In Shabbos, we're going to call Tzli and Bishul the same thing. Don't get confused the fact that I go back and forth between Tzli and Bishul, because that's going to be the halacha of Bishul on Shabbos in terms of what the Ran is saying. So Maliach Hareo Kuroseach is actually viewing you as being Tzola, as roasting something on the fire. Question. Says the Rashash. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, that I don't take questions right now, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us this is a very specific way that you need to eat, right? That is the Rosh Hashanah Ardaf. Comes on the Rosh Hashanah and he says, not so fast. Umaskinan dahainu kiroseach ditzli v'das haran b'shili avodazara delochein b'molech b'shabes chayav mishum evashel. Right? The Ran that we just said. That's the way you understand Maliach Hareo Kiroseach. Vitmiani, says the Rashash. This Ran makes absolutely no sense. Dahalo eino chaya b'shabes ella betolda sa'or kidiisa b'shabes lamites. Comes along the... Do we have a Shabbos here? No. Comes along the Rashash, and he asks a question from the Gemara and Shabbos. Now this Gemara and Shabbos, Rabosai, is very, very important. Okay? Very important for many different areas of Allah. Gemara and Shabbos says the following. Okay? Gemara in Shabbos says, if a person cooks on a fire, he's chayim d'oraisa for Bishul. He was mevashel on Shabbos on the fire. The Gemara says, if you heat up something, some piece of metal or whatever, that now retained its heat from a fire, that's what's called in halacha, toldos ha'or. Even if that item is now off the fire, if I cook up an egg onto that toldos ha'or, I'm chayim midoraisa on Shabbos. That's or Eish Mamish or told us or. Klishina was never on the fire. This is straight up. This is being heated up by the fire.
Yeah, same thing.
Huh? If you have water on the fire, you take it off the fire and you put it in, that would be chayiv. 100%.
Isn't that what I'm doing with the
Klishina? What?
In the urn. It's getting hot in the urn. And you...
Why is that? The water gets...
No, I'm pouring it into a new receptacle. Let's say your example would be like pulling out the plug on the Kli Rishon. So that's the Kli Rishon. That was the pot. Think of it at a pot cooking on the fire. Happens to be you're not. It's not crazy what you're saying. There's a Chazanish that's similar to what you're saying, but that's the way we're going to assume right now. They're two separate pots. Okay. So now, when it comes to toldos or that's chayv, that's fire. However, says the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says when it comes to roasting something, what or cooking something out in the sun, bishul b'chama, that is absolutely mutter. It's totally fine. Says the Gemara, there is a debate amongst the Tanoim whether or not if you have an item, let's say this, you have a what? Aluminum foil that got heated up from the sun
and now I wrote that it got so hot that now I could roast the fire onto that item that got heated by the sun after I brought it inside, right? Because it now is retaining the heat from the sun. That's what's called Tolda Sachama. So the Gemara says that's a machloikis. But that's a machloikis on the level of the Rabbanan. The Gemara says Tolda Sachama, since the heat source is only from the sun, so that can't be Chayav Midoraisa. Okay? Okay? Now, Tolda Sachama, there's a machloikis whether or not they made a Gzeir Rabbanan. Are we concerned that people aren't going to be able to distinguish between Tolda Sa'or and Tolda Sachama? Something that was heated up through the fire and something that was heated up through the sun. Good? That's the end of the Gemara in Shabbos. So says the Rashash, what do you see from that Gemara? What's the premise of the Gemara?
Or
that you need or. That you need fire. That if you're missing fire, so then you're missing the basic elements of what could be Machayev you on Shabbos. So says the Rashash, so I have a problem with who? Who do I have a problem with? I have a problem with the Ran. I don't understand how the Ran could have the chutzpah to say and look at a Ramban and stare him in the face and say, no, that which Shmuel says, Maliach Harei Kerasech, I want to tell you something. You'd be Chayev Mishum Mevashel. And don't argue with me that just because the Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Hey only said you'd be Chai Mishum Ma'abed tanning, that you would not be Chai Mishum Mevashel. The Gemara wasn't dealing with Mevashel. And you would actually be considered roasting even if you just put salt on this item. So the Rashash is shocked. He couldn't even believe, as I was shocked, I couldn't even believe that a Rishon would actually say this. But now says the Rashash, but I have a proof against him. I have a proof against him from the basics of Shabbos. If the Shabbos in Lama Tess tells us Chama is not Chayev, even told us that Chama is not Chayev Bidoraisa, and the only thing that's Bechayev is something that retains its heat from fire, so if you're missing fire, then you're going to be put. Yeah.
Going back to the Ramban about how he doesn't extend it to fish on the Shabbos, could we say this goes back to the Ramban's original understanding of Sli, of Lehari Kerasech, because he says it doesn't fully extend its Sli. So since the Ramban not fully understands it, it doesn't fully extend its Sli, it's never going to enter the world of actual fishel on Shabbos.
Yeah.
I'm saying, yeah.
Say it again.
The Ramban says we don't extend, just because you're Chayav Ma'abed doesn't mean you're Chayav Bishul B'Shabbos, right? We said the original understanding of how the Ramban understands Malei Achari Kerasech is that, okay, the Gemara equated to Tzli, but it's not completely like Tzli. It's not completely like Tzli. And rather, because it's either Tzli or Bishul, so the Gemara...
You want to make a Ramban L'Shitaso?
Yeah.
It is L'Shitaso.
Yeah.
I hear. Yeah.
I think it's better to understand the Ramban here. So
why can't you say that 2 minutes ago? Yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What? By what?
Not even, no, because it's not.
According to?
Even if the Ramban had a way to answer this Gemara, I have to be Chayav Sudar.
That's the Rashash is asking. That's the Rashash is asking. How could he say you'd be Chayav Deraisa?
But it wouldn't even be a Deraisa.
That's his question.
Even if you could see
yeah, he's saying, but what the Rambam is saying is wrong. That's the kasha, right?
In terms of
hold on.
I understand Rashash's question, saying that, like, bringing the point about the fire, right? And that's not a direct thing. But couldn't you say that the parallel that the Ron is trying to make is that it's more of a secondary issue as opposed to something for heat? You're saying that it's Malika, so it's like kind of one step removed as opposed to the issue didn't like specifically.
You're asking the Ron?
No, more asking
Ron says you're Chayav on Shabbos.
No, you're saying that. I'm asking more of the Rashash. Rashash has a question on Ron, if I understand correctly.
Correct.
Saying that.
There's no fire. So how can you be chayav?
Right.
Gemara says I need fire to be chayav.
Right. So couldn't you say that the Ron's whole point is not really that it's not a matter of fire or not. It's kind of just the whole idea of being one step removed. And say that Malika is kind of one step removed.
How's the Malika one step removed? Malika never met a piece of melech never met a fire.
No, I'm saying it's nothing to do with fire.
Doesn't the Gemara say it has to do with fire? You're not dealing with the Gemara. Yeah.
The Ron saying that.
I know, I want to tell you, I called in it, yeah.
So, I was just. I understand the Rashash's question, I understand how it's good against the Ron, but
why do we have to focus on? I understand the Gemara is saying, the Gemara's case is focusing on the idea that you're getting cooked through fire, you're supposed to oracle the Tanakh. That's true. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is the fact that something's being changed. The item's being changed. It's being cooked, it's being roasted, whatever the item is. So it's true over there, it is only through fire. But in Malicha, it's the same case. The item is being changed. The end result is the same. Now,
so what? The Gemara told me I need fire.
That case,
no,
fire.
No. The Gemara says that for Bishul on Shabbos you need fire. That's what the Gemara says.
So then that returns to that idea.
Because the item is being changed in the sun also.
Right. So that returns to that very question I was saying earlier. Yeah. You said that Bishul and Sli, we hold it's the same thing. Is that still really true?
Yeah. You need fire. That's what the Gemara says.
But for Bishul.
And Sli.
And Bidakta Sli.
Yeah.
So they're on saying you wouldn't be high for Bishul on Shabbos, but you'd be higher.
No, the Ran saying you are chayav for Bishul.
No, sorry, not the Ran, the Rashash.
Rashash is asking that.
Yeah, so he's agreeing with the Ramban.
Yeah, he doesn't understand how the Ran could say in light of that Gemara and Shabbos. Yeah.
In terms of the fish that you could have without heat, like let's say the salting. So like we compare the salting to the thing, but like there's actually like let's say like something acidic like lemon juice or something you can put on like raw fish will actually start the cooking process that you don't even need to compare.
Lemon juice will start cooking process.
And something acidic on something raw would start the cooking process.
Through what halachically you're saying?
No, I'm saying it starts to. I don't know what happens on the inside, but it actually starts.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm saying so.
You might be discussing things that might come out of the next sugya, but that's not right now. We don't view that halachically as being significant. Come to me after the next sugya, but unless that's not through malicha and it's not through anything.
Okay.
There's no problem to put lemon juice on a piece of fish on Shabbos. It's mutter.
From the lemon.
Yeah. It's mutter even from the lemon. That's actually a chiddush in Hilchos Dash. We learned that, right? Yeah.
Why can you say that?
As long as it's going onto the piece of fish. If you put it into a bowl and put it in a piece of fish, you might be chayv serious. According to some, you might be, at least in Issa D'Rabbanan, potentially in Issa D'Raisa. Yeah, Avi.
Why can you say that they're talking about two different foods, and when the Ran is saying that it needs to be salted, that's when it's salted?
The Gemara doesn't clarify it's talking about any food. The Gemara just says, Bishul, whatever you want to be Mavashal, needs fire.
Okay, but then when there's salt involved, the Ran would say that's enough for you to be cooked.
Why should that be? Why should it be any different than the sun? Why should it be any different than the sun? Why should it be any different than the sun, guys? Come on. But the Gemara says by the sun, the reason why you're not chayv is because you need fire for Bishul. That's what the Gemara says. I don't understand why that should be. The Gemara is telling me that I need ish. Because that's not what the Gemara is saying. You didn't deal with the Gemara. You're just saying salt is different. What? But the Gemara said you need ish.
When there's no salt involved with that food. That
why would that be there? The Gemara is saying Bishul is only with Ish. Ad kedei kach that you could have a beautiful omelet that tastes unbelievable and it has an unbelievable effect and it tastes exactly the same as an omelet with a fire. You're not bichayah because you're missing Ish. So why should salt be not the same thing as chama? It's missing something. Yeah.
Is the Rosh Hashanah going to read Leah's Kirsech the same way the Ramban does?
Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah is saying I'm siding with the Ramban. The Ramban makes no sense. So Rabbi Say, that's the end of the Reshash. But this really opens up something incredible. And really, well, give me a second. There is a big discussion. It's a little bit, it's really relevant to so many different areas about what's pshat in that Gemara of not being chayav since you're being mevashel b'cham. So if you look at Rashi carefully in that Gemara, Rashi says, "De'ein derech bishul b'kach." Rashi says because that's not the normal way to be mevashel. Okay, so the Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe. Read this Rav Moshe carefully, and don't just write it down in your notes. Read it, internalize it, make it a part of you. I guarantee you, this Rav Moshe will come up in conversation, and definitely come up in other sugyas. Guaranteed. Okay, and what I'm about to tell you is very important for the rest of your lives. Sam, you got it? Read it. Just say yes. Good. Says Rav Moshe,
What Rashi means to say is that that wasn't the classic mode of cooking. Rashi doesn't mean that it's as if you're doing a shinui and it's like scratching your ear with the other arm, or, you know, opening the light with an elbow. That's kalachar. Yeah, that's not what Rashi meant. Rashi meant the classic, no one is mevashel with sun. They always, when they wanted to cook, just like in the Mishkan, the normal way to cook, derech bishel was what? With a fire. So therefore, the sun is not going to be chayef. However, comes along Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe says, if you have something like a microgal, which is a microwave, that now that has become the classic mode of cooking. Just because there is no fire does not necessarily mean that the malacha can't change and the derech of being mevashel can now be, says Rav Moshe, chayav de'oraisa on Shabbos. So even though I have no fire, even though I should be very similar to what? Cooking in the sun where there's no ore. Says Rav Moshe, a microwave, you are chayav de'oraisa based on Rashi's interpretation of that gemara. Wow. So basically, Rav Moshe is clarifying and explaining that gemara in Shabbos to mean it's all about what's normal and what's usually done. So if you have another mode that could potentially be considered darko bekach, perhaps the Ran could say, yeah, and I think Rav Moshe even quotes a Ran in Shabbos that agrees with Rashi there. Perhaps the Ran could say, as long as it wasn't not the normal way like Chama, but this has now become normal, so then guess what? You don't need Eish. There's no Gzeres HaKosav that you need Eish to be Chayav on Shabbos. So the answer to the Rashash is answered by the Ran himself, as highlighted by Rav Moshe in Igras Moshe by microwaves. Wow. Rav Moshe said this could affect not only microwaves, this could also affect what? A Dud Shemesh. A Dufesh Shemesh, or any of these things.
That means it could apply.
Rav Moshe is now telling you to be chayav if you have a derech. And maybe that's the way the Ran wants. You don't need fire. Just as long as you're not doing something abnormal.
But then let's say it becomes a normal case that you salt to cook.
That's what I'm saying, exactly what the Ran is arguing.
So it could work.
That's what I'm saying, what I'm saying. He's there for, I just answered the question.
So he's therefore saying that using salt to cook is
normal.
Normal.
Why not?
Part of the cooking process.
Part of the cooking process.
I never say, I want to cook my steaks. So
what's the problem?
Salt. You can't eat it without the salt.
But you're not cooking. You don't do it to cook.
Ron consider that normal. Yeah. For
salt. But it's not normal for cooking.
People salt things.
It's normal for cleaning.
Okay. It's the Kedera. That's exactly. Okay.
What? What? I don't know what Kovish is.
I mean, the Gemara Shabbos.
Pickle. Oh, Kovish Shlokos?
Everything should always be Mivashal.
Wait. Lamed Tes, you mean?
Kuf Lamed.
We didn't put a Shabbos in Kuf.
Yesterday we had.
Lamed Tes Amaral told us a Chama. No, there was no other.
You're talking about our Gemara about
the Gemara we had. I think it was part of Tosfos that you mentioned. One that the Ron also spoke about it. He said that just because you're not over on the Abbey
doesn't mean you're not Chayav Mishum Bishul.
Right, but then according to the Ron, that's
The Ron quoted a Raya.
I
and Ham and Days.
Yeah, that's.
So what does that have to do with anything? He was just saying the Gemara doesn't. He said you would. He said you would. The Ran would say you'd be chayav mishum vashel.
Always, everything.
Yeah. Rabosai, according to the Ran, could Malicha might also be a shaila in Basar v'cholov. That might be the Isser Daraisa Basar v'cholov according to the Ran. Because Maliach Ariyah Kuraseach is Mamish Bishol. It's not just the effects of Bishol.
But isn't Basra
Rabosai, one second. Let me just fit. Yeah?
Basra Chalov by Tzli is different, no? Basra Chalov is specifically Derech Bishol.
But Shabbos is Derech Bishol.
That's true. You're right. That's true. Excellent point. Edmund, you're 100% right. That's right. If you need only Bishol, that's true. That's a Shiloh Daraisa. Basra Chalov by Tigun and Tzli might be a Machlekes Rashi and Tesis and Sanhedrin Daf Dalet Amud Beis. 2 days in the Achronim, whether or not to be chayiv. This came up with whether or not, listen to the Shaila.
again, if you remember, Rabbi Yossi, you're only aser ba'ana in situations where it's basar v'chal of daraisa that you violated bishul basar v'chal of the real daraisa, right? If you have basar v'chal that you were not mevashal and it's not the real McCoy, then it's not going to have the other isurim of iser ana. Someone called me with a shayla a few years ago. They wanted to buy pepperoni pizza for their workers, right? Can they allow them to get? They're going to buy them, take them. They're going to buy them pizza, pick up pizza. And if they get pepperoni on it, would that be a problem? So I'm not eating it. What's the problem? The only problem is that Basar Chalav has an iser hana. So the shayla was over here. There's no bishul. There's only tzli. Or you know, roasting in the so it would be totally on this machlok is Rashi and Tosis. You're getting hana like Tosis and Pesachim says that they say to you, thank you for that slice of pizza.
But the meat's not kosher. It's mutter about
now. If it's who says?
It's a Mishnah in Kol Basar, no?
So machlik is had it mach, no, there's no that's
if
by
if it's a not kosher piece of meat and kosher yeah, min, that's kosher milk. There's
yeah, that's if it's from a min that's not kosher. What happens if you have an animal that's not shechted, which is most of these situations? Pasar nevela. You might be right. There's a Rambam that says what you just said, but you don't know enough to say what you just said, and we have a lot more to learn in order to say that. So I'm just telling you how relevant what you just said is, a major shaila. Perhaps machlok zushayim for sure. Machlok is a poiskim whether or not sli would be an issue by basar v'chalav. Rabosai comes along, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shmira Shabbos Kelchasa, and he says, Sar Mechilas Kvod Rav Moshe, he disagrees with Rav Moshe, and he thinks microwaves are not Bishul D'Oraisa on Shabbos, because what Rashi meant was the only way to violate Bishul was fire. And Rashi didn't mean that Ein Darko B'Kach, because at that time no one cooks with sun. Rashi meant what he said, that the only way to be Chayev on Shabbos is like they did in the Mishkan, was what? Fire, fire, fire. Just like the Rashash assumed, like the Kasha that he asked on the Ran, and said Reb Shlomo Zalman, maybe it's Asur Midrabanan, but to cook something up in a microwave would not be considered Bishul on Shabbos, mi de'oraisa. How does this have any ramifications? First of all, it has ramifications in hospitals. Let's say you have to cook something up, right? So even if that's considered the normal mode, bizman hazeh, right? Should you opt to use, let's say, a sunlight system, a dud shemesh that they have in Eretz Yisrael, before you use regular boilers or those types of ways that you're going to use fire? According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you for sure should do that, and it would definitely make it better. If a person would be able to cook the item that he needs to cook up for a chol shem b'sakana, or for a chol shiyesh b'sakana in a microwave, also, you might be in a better scenario according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. So maybe we should be choshesh before we go to the Isra HaChomer, at least we have Rav Shlomo Zalman, and we should be mevashal in a microwave before we're mevashal right, straight up on a fire or in the oven with Eish straight up. That's where it has nafkaminas. But it has much bigger nafkamin as Rabosai. You're going to listen to this. What's the din? If a guy heats up something and cooks an item up in a microwave, would that be awesome mishum bishul akum or not awesome mishum bishul akum? The nafkamina for Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts cooks up some of the egg sandwiches. Tell me what it's called again, Rabosai. What's the egg? It's really called that? The kosher thing?
Yeah. Veggie bacon, egg, and cheese.
Fake bacon, egg, and cheese? Okay. So they put that in the microwave. And now they're cooking an item that now gets fully cooked in an item. If an item is just already cooked and it's just reheated in a microwave, so then I don't advise allowing any goyim to use any of the kalim in your kitchen. But if she did that, that's not bishul akum. Reheating an item is not considered bishul. You're not considered. No, it's not. It's that. It's cooked, so it's not considered bishul akum. But if I'm doing something like what
you cook in a microwave, you only
yeah, right. The dog donuts thing made those sandwiches in the microwave. Yeah. So what do you mean? But I thought the dog. No. There are certain things that they make there.
Eggs are pre-made, but for sure.
There was something that they used to use in the microwave that now is giving the item its first bishul in the microwave. And this was a machlekes between the Dunkin' Donuts of the Vada Five Towns and the Dunkin' Donuts in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Machlekes.
How do we paskin by microwaves? Is it bishul akum and would it be treif? Machlekes, Maisa coming down to Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa and Rav Moshe, whether or not bishul would be considered bishul in the microwave. I don't know what the sandwich was. Do you guys all find it? I'm sure when I'm on the plane, you guys all text me exactly what it was. I think the Vada Five Towns was Mako. I think so. Yeah. I might be messing that up, so don't quote me on that. And it might not be a Matthias anymore.
What's the tougher?
I would imagine everyone changed it now.
What's the tougher? Souls on even to the Rabbanan, right? If we're now going back to saying no,
you need fire, like the Rosh Hashanah understood.
Why is it even the Rabbanan?
You're activating electricity.
Electricity
is another malacha. Chazanish would hold its bone to be the raisa. According to Rav Shechter, it's metakin monet. We have to learn Shabbos.
Tuesday.
You can't press an electric button on Shabbos. There's no way.
Use your left hand.
It's
awesome.
I'm a lefty.
What? Well, Moshe is saying the sun is only not an Issa D'oraisa because it's not normal. But now this is normal. That's what Moshe's whole kicker. It is normal. It's the Issa D'oraisa. Yeah. Chama is only significant because it's not normal.
It's according to Shlomo Zalman. Akum, he'd be the one. Shlomo Zalman is one to be so mechad for not Jew heating up the microwave. Cooking in a microwave.
And what would be a reason to be more note to like of Shlomo Zalman in Bishul Akum? Because the whole concept of Bishul Akum is the Rabbanon. So you have a machlek is a poiskim, so someone, Lamai said, that would be a reason to be more mekel. Well, no one's going to be mekel in the Hilchos Shabbos against Rav Moshe, but in the shailas that come up in the Bishul Akum, so one could be mitzaref a sniff that perhaps, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's not considered Hilchos Bishul. But Rav Moshe, this whole comes out of this whole sugya of Maliach Harei Kuroseach and the Rosh Hashanah's question on the run. So I'm happy that I added in this addendum to the sugya and discussed this. Yeah.
So according to
someone had a question before I interrupted, Nathan. Yeah, go.
So one thing Shmiro Shabbos, really, if I understand correctly, how we interpret Rashi, really anything...
Anything non-fire can never be D'oraisa.
So that can just be, they can go across all the different categories. Like, for example, like, then for sure, like, a solar panel would be fine. Sure, everything, like... Everything
so the solar panel, Rav Shlomo Zalman was quoted. Can we turn this off?